Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Scott Cuddy making sure it all happens, no matter where he is, no matter how he does it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. You know what I'm talking about because you got all the devices. I got a new one myself. Just 2 days past, I can download anything I want, video, audio, you name it. It's right there at my fingertips. And that's what today's day and age is about, involving anything. No matter what you listen to, no matter what you watch, it's on demand and it's there for you. So what that means is you have to download the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, whatever the circumstances are. /talk, listen live, and we're right there for you here on the Sports Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, it gets you for a little while each and every day. You're getting the kids off to school, getting the spouse off to work, getting out the door yourself, run, 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 fun, 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 gym, walk, dog, work, no matter what the circumstances are. Maybe you're already settled in at your desk. We're right there for you with that, too. Go to our award-winning website at Sports Byline USA. Click on the Listen Live button. We're right there. Everything's live at your fingertips. It's a brief period of time. We want you listening to us. That's why we try to give you the best in sports, the best in entertainment, the best all the way around. And I can't do it without you. So I do appreciate you being there. And what we really appreciate is American Forces Radio Network and those kids that listen to us each and every day here in the attack. We love them. They love us right back. You see somebody in a uni, go up to them, shake their hands, give them a clap on the shoulder, whatever the circumstances are, because they're doing what we won't do. All right? We head to the exit ramp right now. When we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of the attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast, Scott Cuddy making it happen. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline, USA. As I talked about, I got a new phone. I'm playing with all the toys here, and I'm thinking about you guys out there listening on your personal devices. So iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher is the way that we go, and away we go with the Masters, because this is a huge week in sports. Opening day with baseball and home openers and all that kind of good stuff. And we'll get to that somewhere down the line. NBA in the viewfinder as well. Reality is this. Masters, center stage. The reason being, not only because it's the first major of the season, not only because there's plenty of storylines going on, but Tiger Woods is back in the fold. He's playing golf again. He's playing golf at a high level again. He and Phil Mickelson are expected to contend this week. Neither one disappointed in their first round. There was a little Tim Cup action going on. And well, there's not going to be a defending champion. We can be pretty much rest assured of that. However, you do want to see Jordan. Yeah, I'm okay. Jordan Spieth on top of the board. Sergio Garcia recover and at least put forth a decent round, because he had a round for the ages, and not in a good way. But the storyline, the guy who stole it all, Jordan Spieth. 6 under par. Not too shabby. 2 under on the front. 4 under on the back. Shot a 66 against a par 72 course. He was having a monster front until he bogeyed 2 holes, got off fast, parred the first, birdie 2, birdie 3, bogey 5, bogey 7, had an eagle on 8, went out on 34, par, 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 all of a sudden, en fuego. Birdie on the 13th, birdie on the 14th, birdie on the 15th, birdie on the 16th, birdie on the 17th, and then spit one back on the 18th, which he's done before. It was a magnificent round. With all the talk of Tiger and Phil, he's one of the guys that's, you know, being talked about, but not on the level of the other guys. And neither is his main rival, Rory McIlroy, who shot a 3 under. A lot of guys in contention. Cooch is right there. Shot himself a 68. Had him a pretty solid round, boy. got off to a slow start, turned it one over. But then it was birdie, par, par, birdie, 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 par, birdie. Goes in at 31, shoots a 68 for the day. Bueno stuff all the way around. Like I said, good names up on the board. I I've said it before and I'll say it again. You'll have the occasional fluke where somebody out of the blue who's, you know, a good golfer, because they're all good golfers, but just not either a household name or somebody off the Euro Tour or something along those lines, will pop in and he'll win the tournament. And they expect great things out of him, but nothing really ever happens again after that. Well, let me tell you something. The cream has been delivered at Augusta. The mailman showed up. It's unpasteurized milk. The cream has risen to the top. Take a dollop, put it on your strawberries. Well, that's Wimbledon. But enjoy it, because this is going to be one hell of a ride this weekend. You got some of the best players in the world playing some of the best golf on a course that started out pretty tough. Nobody was really doing much of anything early on. The wind was kicking up. Scores were elevating pretty quickly. And I was thinking to myself as I'm watching this, well, all right. You know, maybe not. Maybe this isn't going to be the week. But then all of a sudden, the Kuchars and the Spieths and the Henrik Stensons, who's sitting there at 3-under, and the Patrick Reeds and the Rory McIlroys, all of a sudden started bouncing up on the board. Phil bounced up on the board. Rory had a nice day. Got off with the birdie, parred his way through to the 7th, gave one back. Birdied the 8th, went out 1-under, had 2 birdies on the back. Didn't dominate, but on a course that he struggled on, he's very happy to be sitting there at 3-under. He shot him a 69 as well. And then you throw into the mix Zach Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Vijay Singh. You know, he started out pretty quick, ended up shooting 1-under. And then Phil. And Phil was all over the map. I was watching a little bit of Phil today. Phil was fun to watch just because, in fact, you never knew what the hell was going to happen. Starts out with a birdie, gives it back with a bogey. Gets another birdie, gives it back with a bogey. Then he shocked the world by having a par on the 5th. Birdies the 6th, par. No, I'm sorry, bogeyed the 6th, par. Birdie on the 8th, par on the 9th. So he goes out even. Clunks out of the gate with a par and a bogey. And all of a sudden, down the back, which was where a lot of golfers were making their hay. Pars 12, birdies 13, pars 14, birdies 15, birdies 16 with a beautiful putt. Goes out in 34. Goes in 34, I should say. Shot a 70. And he's right there, tied for 11. Freddie Couples is even. The aforementioned Mr. Woods, who had a very similar round, looked like he was going to just really scuff his way through, particularly by 12, because he was in some trouble. Came out par par, birdied the 3rd, got everybody jacked, gave it right back on the 4th. Wasn't hitting the fairway, wasn't making putts. Gave another one back on the 5th, went out in 37. But then the trouble began. Had a par on 10, bogey on 11, bogeyed the par 3 12th. One of the easier holes on the course. Par, but all of a sudden he started to save his behind. Birdie on 14, par on 15. Birdie on 16, par, par. Goes out in 36. So, he's right there with Bubba Watson and a number of other players sitting at 73. But here's what you have to look at if you're looking at Tiger. He made no hay on the par fives. His putting was eh. Couldn't get to the green. He parred all of them. Two birdies, three birdies on those five holes. And I parred four of them, bogeyed one of them. So, a couple of birdies, all of a sudden he's a lot closer. He feels he can straighten it out. I mean, we've heard this song and dance before. And whether or not he can do it or not remains to be seen. But he was the storyline. And understandably so. You know, you could tell who was doing what. And Jordan Spieth was driving the golf ball, and so was Rory McIlroy. I think Rory had the best stats on it, and that's where we'll pick it up right after this short timeout. I'm Black. Don't go.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Ball was traveling. And people, certain people were working with the blade. Kuchar was one of them. Spieth had a lot of accuracy, 78.6% with his drives. Greens in regulation, 61%. Kuchar played the best golf of the day. He played the best golf of the day. A little short on the drives. Made a little bit of a difference. His putts, 1.929 per green, which was right there. McIlroy was averaging 300 yards per drive. And his greens in regulation were 85.7. That's why he's there. Wasn't putting particularly well. 2.5 per green. And that cost him. Rory made his putts, man. Literally what it came down to. Like I said, Phil was all over the place. 287 yards per drive. Driving accuracy, he was 57.1. Hurt him bad. Greens in regulation, 66%, and he averaged 2.3 putts per green. So he wasn't in three-putt territory, but those greens in regulation, I mean, those fairways in regulation killed him. Killed him. Woods had the same issue. Couldn't hit the fairway. Drove the ball 291 yards a pop, which, you know, truthfully, it wasn't really in the upper echelon. Bubba outdrove him by 12 yards. But he couldn't hit the fairway. And his blade wasn't working either. He was just, his short game kept him alive. Truly did. And of course, the man who we'll get to at some point in time, Sergio Garcia. Oh boy. What a day. What a day. 296 yards per drive, 2.6 putts per shot. He went Tim Cup, man. He went Tim Cup. And it was I got to tell you, I don't know how the announcers kept from going Tin Cup themselves. It was painful. It was painful. Now, there won't be a defending champion. Sergio Garcia took 13 shots on the 15th hole. It was the worst score in the 15th hole in the history of the Masters. And that's saying something. That's it. That's even going back to when the old guys were playing and they couldn't reach the greens anymore and all that kind of good stuff. He came into the 15th at one over par. And he was looking at the par five. And he figured if he eagled it. And I mean, honest to God, this was Kevin Costner in Tin Cup. It was frightening how scary it was. He's going for the green. He uses his six iron. The only difference was Costner used a seven. Took a shot from 206. Landed on the green. Spun off the putting surface. He put the wrong spin on it, went down the slope, and boom, into the agua. So he goes to the drop area. Hits four more wedge shots that went back into the water. And finally on the fifth, he hits it close to the hole, one putts for a 13. A13. I got to tell you, it took a lot of stones to stand in front of the camera after that happened. And he was cool about it. He said, I don't know what to tell you. It's one of those things. He goes, I felt like I hit him well. And unfortunately, the ball just didn't stop. It's one of those things. Now, I mean, me, I'd have gone up a club length or down a club length, gone over five and hit the damn thing over the green. I mean, I don't know what to say. He said, I hit it straight at the flag, carries two more feet, it's good. Carries a foot less, probably doesn't go off the green. And he kept hitting good shots with the sand wedge. The ball just wouldn't stop. I began a new sand wedge. Garcia broke the infamous record of three players, Jumbo Ozaki, Ben Crenshaw, so at least he's in good company, and Ignacio Garrido, who is probably a club pro somewhere, making a good living, you know, trying to adjust the stance of various different players who behinds are grinding against him, and who knows. The 13 was the highest score ever on any hole at the tournament, tying a Masters record set by Tommy Nakajima, who's a damn good golfer, or was, who shot a 13 on the 13th hole. And Tom Weisskopf, who had a temper like you can't believe, and he was capable of doing this in any golf tournament. And he did it on the 12th hole back in 1980. I mean, unfortunately, and it just goes to show you, you really can't figure out sometimes what is what. But his 13 was just one of four scores of double bogey or worse in the round. It was the second easiest hole per stat of the day, and he blew that up. It would have been first. And like I said, though, to his credit, he didn't use it as an excuse because the pin placement was seven paces on the front right of the green. Now, I mean, you know, you got to be safe. You're shooting at the pin. I mean, after the second one I dropped in the water, I'm going for the back of the hole. He said it wasn't new. He didn't use it as an excuse. I felt like the ball was going to stop, but it didn't do it. He finished the day tied for the 85th, and he only beat one player, an amateur named Harris Ellis. So there's not going to be any repeat of Serge. I don't know if he's knocking down a few bourbons tonight. I know I would be. I don't care what time the tee time is. I got to be honest. Unlike Tin Cup, he actually took the drops. But, hey, I mean, it was just beyond ugly. Beyond ugly. But some of the storylines are still there. Tiger's in it. Phil's in it. Jordan's in it. Rory's in it. Cooch is in it. It's a good field. Unless somebody goes Sergio. They're going to probably make the cut. Two other storylines that were pretty good. One is that Li Hotong, who is from China, shot a 300 par 69. He's 22 years old. Kid's real good. He's known to be real good. He's on a European tour. And He qualified at the British Open, Royal Birkdale, last year by shooting a 63. And he's won on the web. He's won on the European. He's a darn good golfer. He's young. He's cool. And he's going in the right direction. So we'll see. And, you know, if the pressure gets to everybody at a certain point in time, but we'll see whether or not it gets to him. And the other story, which was good, before we tap on the brakes here, is Tony Finau, who, as you saw yesterday, if you had the guts to watch it, dislocated his ankle and popped it back in. Well, I'll tell you something. He played pretty darn good, shot a 4-under-68, and he's in it. So far, so good. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Really a good-looking practice swing.
He only needs to swing about 120 miles an hour. That's a good speed for him.
You got 11.
Come on, man. There's no way it is. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Go in.
Yes.
Go in.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1. Which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Hey guys, Scott Turner, the old G3 Sportsman here to tell you how proud we are here at G3 Boats to be the official boat sponsor of Outdoor Guys Radio Show. Ken will be highlighting and talking to our G3 certified guys for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. We also want you to be aware of our military appreciation $1,000 discount off all our packaged G3 boats, in addition to any of the boat show rebates. Check us out at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Live.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware.
Make sure to examine your roof shingles to see if any were lost or damaged during winter. If your home has an older roof covering, you may want to start a budget for replacement. The hot summer sun can really damage roof shingles. Ones that are cracked, buckled, or loose, or are missing granules, need to be replaced. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace.
Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack Black here. You there. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-PLAY. 878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. And plenty to talk about in the world of the NBA as we are getting there on, no joke, the playoffs are right around the corner. And there's some pretty darn big news, actually. And we were talking about it yesterday. And I don't know how this is going to play out for them. If you're a Boston Celtic fan, you cannot be optimistic. But Kyrie Irving's out for the year. They're unfortunately erring on, well, not unfortunately for him, but unfortunately for the team, he's going to need a second surgery. I don't know what direction this is going to take this team. He last played on March 11th. Their backcourt is decimated. But he's got to take two screws out from his patella that were inserted in 2015 to fix a fracture he suffered during the finals. A bacterial infection was discovered at the site of screws when Irving had another surgery to move the tension wire in his knee. And basically, they're doing it to get the MERS out. The MRSA. Unfortunately, every time you go in when there's hardware in your body, you got to do it. Now, they talked about the wire. Oh, they said it's not MRSA. I just assumed that. They talked about the minute they took the wire out, he had less pain in his knee, and he's been playing with pain all year long. But they discovered the bacteria, and they can't mess around with that. It could end his career. They've got to take care of it. And one thing that's good is that it's not MRSA. And, okay, we'll see. But I don't know where that scoring is going to come from. Gordon Hayward ain't coming back. Morris is leading the team in scoring in the absence of Kyrie Irving. Marcus Smart is still out. He's hoping to be back for the first round. Next week, they're going to find out. Danny Ainge said he don't expect him back. Now, to just give you an idea, Westgate Superbook, they dropped him from 20 to 1 to 80 to 1 to win the NBA title, and it went from 9 to 2 to 20 to 1 to win the Eastern Conference. I mean, I don't want to say the team is snake bit, but this year they are. Because I don't like using that phrase because everybody deals with injuries. You know, if Boogie Cousins was still playing on New Orleans, we wouldn't have a conversation about them maybe not making the playoffs. Because they were playing that kind of basketball when he got hurt. There's other teams that are dealing with injuries. Some of them would have made the playoffs. Some wouldn't have made the playoffs. But, you know, you've had big names go down all year. But Al Horford hasn't had the opportunity to play with Kyrie and Gordon on a consistent basis. They are the big three in Boston. There's a bunch of young guys that are going to have to step up. And they're going to have to pick up the slack. I mean, it's Tatum and Brown and all these guys. And I don't know how it's going to play, but they're not going to win. And chances are pretty good they're not even going to get out of the first round. I mean, even if they don't, they've got some stuff that's happened that's good. Like I said, Brown's improved. They made the right draft pick in Jalen. Rozier's stepped up his game. You know, Tatum's, like I said, the right call. We'll see. But it's not going to be this year. And unfortunately, I mean, for Boston, They traded away the net pick. Cleveland's going to be getting that, so they'll be in the lottery. They won 50 games, so they're going to be on the back end of the draft. And just the way it's going to play out. Yeah. Next year. What it comes down to. I mean, what happens with small point guards, and I've talked about this many times, they break down real fast. Now, when the surgeons went in, and this was part of the report, they talked about the fact that they like what they saw, where the previous surgery was. Everything looks really healthy, really strong. And it doesn't look like he's going to get any issues with that. If they clear up the infection, he'll be good. I don't know what to tell you if you're a Celt fan. I really don't. It's a rough year. I got no sympathy for you because I'm, quite frankly, not a Celtic fan. But that's just the way it goes. But again, unfortunately for Boston, can't deal with it. Dirk, out. He had surgery on his left ankle. Now, the team, they're in the toilet. This has been a nagging thing that's been going on with him. He's talked about how he wants to come back for 21 next year if the body is willing. Well, the body wasn't willing this year. He's 39 years old. He still brings something to the table. 12 points, 5.5. Would he be better off at this point in time probably hanging it up? Yeah, but who am I to say? Mavs got the option for the salary next year. It's only $5 million, so they can afford it. And Cuban wants him back. So at this point, it's really up to Dirk. He's 232 points behind Will Chamberlain for the fifth spot on the all-time scoring list. And he also, if he came back next year, would break a record for the longest career with only one franchise, because Kobe and he have it right now. I mean, played 77 games. He's earned going out on his terms. He has. But, and Mark wants him back. So I he'll be there, provided the body is willing. They said it was a minor procedure. And they said that's it. So. Now, Ty Lue's back on the bench for Cleveland. Glad to hear it. Health-wise, I don't know if it'd be there next year. Health or no health. But he is back after missing a bunch of games. And the first decision that he made is he's going to continue starting Jeff Green in the front court at the power forward position. And he's going to work Larry Nance and Tristan Thompson in when they can. Talked about his versatility, the whole nine yards. I don't know. The results have been there. They're 7-3 with him in a starting lineup. And he plays all three front court positions, so I get it. And when he's on the court with James, the plus minus is good. So Lou's going stats. But Cleveland is still banged up. George Hill was out Thursday. Jose Calderon was out. They just got to make sure they ride it to the end. Look, they're in the playoffs. At this point, it really doesn't matter where the hell they finish. because they're in for a battle no matter where they play. So we'll see. But Ty's back. Glad to hear it. And, you know, they responded well. Yeah, by losing. So, at home to the Wiz. I don't know. Like I said, the East is decided. Ain't no thing. Rockets took care of the Trailblazers. Trailblazers are firmly locked into the three-hole. Rockets are going to finish one. Golden State's going to finish two. Utah took care of its business. Golden State lost tonight to Indiana, which, you know, when you're not playing for anything going down the stretch, I'm just curious, honestly, who's in their lineup tonight? Because Steve Kerr is trying to play for health reasons. Yeah. Draymond played. Durant played and dropped 27. McGee started at center. And Clay got 30 minutes in. 6 of 16 for 16 points. So, they had 3 out of 4. And that was it. They're not getting as much off the bench as they would like to see right now. It was interesting. But like I said, I wanted to see who played, who didn't play, who got how many minutes yesterday, and all that kind of good fun. Indiana's playing good ball, guys. Indiana's playing real good ball. Victor Oladipo's going to get some MVP consideration. We're going to find out. Standings are fluid, I'm telling you. I'm looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, I would not want to be a Western Conference coach. New Orleans has a game on Denver. Utah moved up to fourth. Ain't going to catch Portland, but it don't matter. All kinds of fun, all kinds of frivolity here. Well, let's head for the exit ramp. Make sure we make the right turn. Yield. Don't stop. And we'll be back right after this short timeout to wrap up this hour. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack. A little bit of NFL action here. And an under-the-radar signing, yet again, by the Patriots. Jordan Matthews signed a one-year deal. One of my favorite receivers in football. Howie Roseman quit on him. They shipped him to Buffalo. He just didn't stay healthy. And they cut him loose. Prior to 2017, Jordan Matthews was averaging 75 receptions a year and six touchdowns. Now he's going to play with Tom Brady. Oh, I think that's a good thing. Look, is he a speedster? No. Is he a big target? Absolutely. Plays on the outside. They can still use their slot men, still use their tight end. They don't even have to draft the weapon. Boy, what New England does in the draft going forward is going to be very intriguing. Very intriguing. I love Jordan Matthews. Always loved his game. If he's healthy and he's up in New England, they're going to be very happy campers. And the other thing, and this kind of flew under the radar yesterday, actually the day before yesterday, and Robert Griffin III got him a contract. He's going to be playing with the Baltimore Ravens. He's back in the league. And I'm glad. I didn't like him coming out of college. I thought it was more hype than substance. I got to be honest. But I just kind of thought, well, it's good to have him back in the league. Get a second chance. But there's also controversy because he got back in and Kaepernick's still sitting outside. So we'll see. But anyway, they got a backup for Flacco. I got a backup for this called I'm Outta Here. All right? Hope you enjoyed it. Bye-bye.